right, so before we get to that...
Oh, okay,
What have you been up to this week?
I have been intensely interested in Until Dawn, video game that has come out for the PlayStation 4 within the last week. Hmm. I've been seeing lots of Let's Plays pop up on YouTube for this game. It is a survival horror adventure developed exclusively for the PS4. And basically, now I know you know what I'm talking about when I say this. You ever been watching a horror movie and you're just like, no, don't do that. Run the other way, you stupid, you know? Yeah. Well, this game gives you an opportunity to control the characters in a horror movie. Not only that, but the game involves a kind of butterfly effect where decisions you make along the way affect how the story unfolds.
Hmm.
You control the actions of a group of young adults who are spending a weekend up at a, seems to be like a deserted ski resort.
Okay.
That somebody, some parent of one of the kids owns. And, they're up there to have a good time and hang out. Pals until the end.
Hmm.
And, something, immediately goes awry.
And you can control their actions. So this could be the shortest, most boring horror movie ever, or it could be the most bloody thing you've ever seen, right?
Oh, no, not exactly.
Okay,
they're gonna give you a good story no matter which way you go, but what happens specifically changes. And it's not where they just change tiny little things. It seems to really branch out significantly.
Okay, so you can't tell them, let's go home.
No, you can't do anything like that. It's more like, do you go left or do you go right? Do you climb the wall fast or do you climb the wall carefully and take
your
time and make sure you know, and you might... You know, your decisions might change depending on, you know, whether something is chasing you.
Gotcha.
Not only that, but there are sequences where you seem to be in a psychiatrist's office.
Mm-hmm.
And he is telling you, you know, he's interviewing you and asking you questions about what you, the player, are afraid of. And he says, look at this picture. What bothers you most about this picture? And he shows you a picture of like a barn or some big house next to a cornfield with a very creepy looking scarecrow perched up on a pole. You know, and he says, are you afraid of the house or the scarecrow or maybe something's hiding in the wheat, you know, out in the field? And so depending on your answers to this psychiatrist, things in the game might change.
Right,
the scares
right.
might change. And also, it's got a star cast. I think the biggest star is Hayden... I can never remember her name. It's the cheerleader from Heroes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Hayden Panettiere. Maybe that's how you say it. I'm probably getting it wrong. Anyway, it looks really, really good, and if you don't have a PS4, Jethel, this game might be enough. I mean, who has the money to spend on that stuff? But if you got a PS4 in the house, this is definitely a game you should play.
Hmm. Well, the boy has one, so.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Maybe he's played it. I'll have to ask him about it.
Yeah.
All right.
So what have you been up to? Anything interesting?
Well, I was just the normal going about with watching movies all the time and working and stuff like that. But the most interesting that happened to me this week was I had entered a contest through HorrorTalk.com to win a free copy of Unfriended.
Oh, that's that's the social.
Yeah. Where it's a 90-minute Skype call.
Oh,
they
awesome.
Tried to make a horror movie. No, not awesome.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, this movie sucked bad. So I'm like, you know what? The only way this is going to end up in my library is if it's for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and enter the contest. So I entered the contest, and I completely forgot that I had entered it. This was like earlier in the month. Completely forgot. I got a package in the mail yesterday. And I'm like, well, what the hell is this? So I open it up, and it's a Blu-ray of Unfriended.
I'm a like, promotional copy, right?
Yeah, a promotional copy. And I'm like, oh, I must have won.
So I went
to the horrortalk.com website and looked at the contrast, and the winner is Matt S. Oh, okay. Well, I did win. Okay. Huh. And, yeah, this is a promotional copy, apparently distributed by Universal Studios, a pre-release for reviewers.
So when you play it, does it have that text blinking across the picture saying promotional copy, do not distribute?
Nope. Apparently it was just released before the actual DVD release. The sticker on it says, this DVD is property of Universal Studios and Universal reserves all rights, title, and interest in and to the DVD and its contents. Use is strictly limited to viewing by select press and media outlets solely in connection with review of this DVD.
Yeah, it's the one they send to all the reviewers. I wonder if it differs from the final cut at all. Probably not worth looking too deeply into if it's that bad. I mean, how bad was it? Was it, okay, this would be fun to make fun of with friends bad, or I want my hour and a half back?
I kind of wanted my hour and a half back.
Oh,
not quite. I gave it 2 stars. And the story itself isn't bad. I just don't like the medium of which they presented it. It's a 90-minute Skype call.
So are we talking about, when you say Skype, are you talking more along the lines of FaceTime where people are talking to each other through video, through their phones?
I'm talking about, it is a computer screen with a Skype window up, a group Skype call with four or five people in it.
Oh, well, that's...
Complete with distortions, lag.
Well, you know what? I gotta say that is, you know, somebody's gotta try it sooner or later, and as long as it hasn't been done before by 4 or 5 other movies before them, you know, I'd say, well, that's a worthy experiment.
Well, it was an experiment that failed. This was just intolerable.
What could they have done to make it more appealing?
Over Skype?
Huh. It's kind of like a big Google Hangouts,
pretty much. It's being told specifically from the point of view of the monitor of the main protagonist, or the protagonist, not the antagonist.
So does the camera ever? So occasionally the camera pans around from the screen to look at her reaction, or
no,
or does it just stay focused on the screen and all you hear is her talking?
It's all on the screen, the main protagonist is constantly in the Skype call. She's never disconnected. She's never lagged or anything like that.
How do you see her? I mean, is she on the screen?
There's little icons across the bottom with, you know, with them. It's kind of like a Brady Bunch thing. We got a bunch of screens up.
Right. So she sees herself on the screen, too.
Yes, like, yes.
This is what everyone else is seeing. Okay.
Right. And it's just, oh, God.
How can you tell it's from her perspective, then?
Because she's the last one left.
Oh, I see.
By
the
end of the movie, she's the last one left.
Huh.
And she's also the only one that doesn't get all lagged out and stuff. So it's obviously from her perspective.
Ah, I see. Yeah. You know what? I'd have to, I mean, gosh, that sounds...
If you want to see it, see it. My recommendation is if you have Netflix, get it on Netflix. That way, see, when I get a movie from Netflix, I don't consider that being paid for.
Yeah, because, Netflix is it. This is not a paid sponsor, by the way. But hey, if anyone from Netflix is listening, you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
Hey, I'll continue to. You know what? We made a promise. We made a promise that we were not going to get sponsors, we were not going to sell out.
Oh,
well, you know,
damn it.
This isn't about an actual movie, though. So, this episode of The Monster Club is brought to you by Netflix and McDonald's, where they will where we will expect free accounts and Big Macs. You know, I had an interesting thought for our pollution problems here. Why the hell don't we launch this shit into the sun? What are we going to do, pollute the giant furnace in the middle of our solar system?
Right, but you'd have to have the fuel to...
It isn't cost effective.
Yeah, you not only have to have the fuel to get it from, you know, from Earth's orbit to the sun, but you have to have the fuel to lift all that fuel up off the Earth itself. And it just, the more fuel you add, the more fuel you need, and it just gets to be ridiculous. You might as well just dump it into a volcano.
There you go.
Yeah. That would incinerate
it quickly. Ship everything to Hawaii?
I was actually reading an article, just a little aside here for your outtakes files. I was reading an article about what would happen if you dropped a thermonuclear device into a volcano and tried to explode it, and an active volcano, and pretty much they said, well, not a whole lot. It would just burn up and melt in the magma, and then that would be that. The device has to function and work long enough to explode, and it would melt to nothing and burn up. So
That is not the answer I expected, actually. I actually expected, well, you just blew up a fucking mountain.
You could explode it above the cauldron, but all you would end up doing is unleashing more destruction as a result of the bomb on the surrounding land than the volcano could ever do. So again, not much point to it. So yeah. Okay. So yeah,
what about sacrificing virgins into the volcano while a bomb was exploding?
That also would be futile, I would imagine.
What if there's a hero named Joe?
It's not,
versus the volcano.
Still the same result, except you would be short on several more human lives. People named Joe and female virgins stay well clear of volcanoes.
And where the hell are you going to find a female virgin nowadays? Grade school?
Oh, man. Talk about an un-PC. Okay.
Jethro Silverwing is as politically correct as a ham sandwich at a bar mitzvah. Moving on.
you gotta go for broke, man. It's gotta be a double stacked BLT.
A double stacked BLT at a mosque.
Yeah. Really? Are they against bacon? Muslims?
All pork products, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.